Sponsor ad. Would you like to listen to audiobooks? Listen to the world's best-selling audiobooks from our more than 10,000 audiobooks for free. Also, you can benefit from these excellent and informative podcasts for free. Get the helpful links in the description. Please support us. Thank you.
As long as we're breathing, as long as we have breath in our lungs, there's hope for us to overcome, to persevere, and to push through any object, any obstacle, any adversity in our lives. Your dreams and your goals are not going to come easy. And if they're coming easy, you're not dreaming big enough. Literally, dreams and goals, they should take sacrifice, blood, sweat, tears, absolute, total focus of pushing yourself. And if dreams and goals are coming easy, I submit to you, it's time for you to ratchet up what you're going after because you can achieve more. See, the challenge for us as young men and women, when we're gifted and when we're talented and that when we're striving and we're thriving and things come easy, it's easy for us to get lackadaisical and hit cruise control. It is. It's easy for us to kind of just go through the motions. And the biggest challenge I had is that I had to always remind myself for these last 10 years that this, I'm a good communicator, I can convey a message, I'm inspirational, there's a charisma, it's easy for people to listen to me talk, and I guarantee you, some of you in here, your raw talent, your raw ability has gotten you where you're at. You hit autopilot, you hit cruise control, you don't have to try as hard, things come easier to you. Don't find yourself right now hitting the autopilot. This is your moment. And you gotta look in the mirror and believe that. Because without restraint, without struggle, without resistance, there's no growth. If I was a weightlifter, I couldn't go out there and lift just 150 pounds every single day over and over and over again and never think that I was gonna get bigger. I would have to apply more weight, more resistance, more pressure, and push myself. Hard work will always bring opportunities. Hard work will always position you in life for you to succeed. It determines your altitude. It determines how far you can go in life. Don't just try to cut corners. Work hard. Sacrifice. Go after this thing called life. Don't look back and have regrets. Raise the bar, raise the expectation, but then don't be afraid to fail either, because failure is okay. It's not about you being perfect right now, but it's about progress, it's about growth. You know, failure is a beautiful thing because failures is where we learn to grow. Our character can get deeper, richer, more fuller of who we are as a person. Like, mistakes are okay. It's not about you being perfect. It's about growth and development, and every single day, that when you look in the mirror, can you say that you gave today 120% of you? This is a part of life. Every successful person has failed big, has failed often, but failure wasn't failure where they gave up. It was where they just learned what not to do. And how can this teach me about being a better person, to have better, to achieve better, to become better? It's all perspective. It's all about learning how to be better, to achieve better, to become better. And maybe that 120% of you made some mistakes. You're dreaming your goal. Why do you want to be that? Because your why is important. Your why has to be bigger than the storm that's coming, the challenges that comes, because your why will be the roots that when adversity comes, as you're chasing down your dreams and your goals, and they're going to be tough, if you have a good why, no matter what happens, you will not quit. Because quitting is not an option, because you have a why, you have a passion, you have a purpose. You're on a mission to achieve something. And nothing can knock you off course. Because having a dream and having a goal is like a buoy thrown out in the middle of the ocean. And if there's no weight, if there's no substance to that buoy, every storm, every wave of adversity, every struggle, It'll take that buoy anywhere. But when you put an anchor down, your why is the anchor. No storm can knock you off. When my back was against the wall and my circumstances looked tough, I started applying these things. You know, right now, today, currently on this Friday, on 2019, I'm the number one book school speaker in this nation. And how I've gotten here, and I'm nowhere near achieved, and I'm nowhere near I haven't arrived by any means. I'm just a young man grinding that's constantly saying, how can we grow, be better, achieve more, accomplish more, inspire, impact more people. And a quote that I love that I've stood on for the last 10 years of my life, when I came from a lot of brokenness and a lot of mistakes that I made because I neglected the gifts and I neglected the talents that I did have, that I heard this quote and it said, listen, your gifts and your talents, they can put you on platforms that your character can't keep you. If your character doesn't align up with your gifts and your talents, just because opportunities come, your character can't keep you there because you don't have good time management. You're not respectful. You don't know how to stay punctual. You get lackadaisical. You don't have a good attitude. This won't last long because your character really, 9 times out of 10, it determines how far you can go in life. You see, my problem is I was a kid growing up. I used to put value on people for what they did for me. If somebody did something for me, then I valued them. But I've realized this in my journey, and as I've kind of matured in life, I don't put value on people for what they do for me anymore. I value people for just being people. I give people respect, not because I demand respect. I give people respect because people deserve respect. No matter how they treat me, no matter what they're doing, I truly trust that if I make good choices and I value people, those two pillars, those two stakes, nothing can stop me. But I promise you, the tools that I've used to get here from brokenness to where I was to where I'm at today, it really is this. Value people. Respect people, appreciate people, and work hard. If you do those two things, nothing can stop you. I promise you. Hard work will always bring opportunities. Hard work will always position you in life for you to succeed. Don't become complacent because it's easy. Continue to find set goals. Raise the bar. Raise the expectation. Continue to challenge yourself.
Sponsor ad. Would you like to listen to audiobooks? Listen to the world's best-selling audiobooks from our more than 10,000 audiobooks for free. Also, you can benefit from these excellent and informative podcasts for free. Get the helpful links in the description. Please support us. Thank you.